You and I must make a pact. We must bring Iraq back.
Where there is oil, I'll be there.
Since 9/11, everything has changed, from the small things like your rights, to questions of basic values like shopping. Not that anyone questions shopping, but we now have a color-coded shopper's guide. At level green, it's safe, you're free to go shopping. Level blue, guarded condition, go shopping, but take a guard. Level yellow, heightened risk, you're advised to shop online. Level orange, high risk, you should procure a shadow shopper provided by the shadow government. Level red, extreme risk. Your shopping decisions will be made for you by the Consumer Decision Division of the Department of Homeland Security and delivered to your door when the threat recedes. Then there's the small matter of liberties. We found out that they hate us for our freedom. That's why we had to hide it. I do apologize that we had to destroy the Bill of Rights in order to save it. But you've only lost Amendments 1, 4, 5, and 6. These are the things that happen in war. And it's only for the duration of the war, which is permanent. These are difficult times. These are the times that try men's souls. Fortunately, I sold mine some time ago. A lot of people have complained about the Patriot Act, which made it easier to figure out who to apply it to. 366 towns and cities have passed resolutions against it, but I can assure you that the conditions in the cells where those 366 mayors are held are not what you have imagined. There's no torture there. Even torture has changed. In the new conditions, the Geneva Conventions seem somehow quaint. I myself prefer to think of extreme interrogation more as alternative procedures. When the Red Cross came into Gitmo and started throwing their weight around, well, folks, you're either with us or you're with the Red Cross. We have to proceed alternatively. We're interrogating them in secret prisons over there, so we don't have to interrogate you in secret prisons over here. Much. Often. Anyway, you still have most of your freedoms, as long as you don't use them. Basically, if you haven't been reading the wrong books, you have nothing to worry about. But be vigilant. Your neighbor may be reading. I'll be by to pick up your report. Just leave it with your telephone bill. This has been George Shrub, sharing my point of view with you, so you won't need your own.